Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Pei. The top of Amud Aleph teaches us a halacha about carrying ink out on Shabbos from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, private to public domain, without an Eruv. The Tosefta, which is quoted at the top of the Amud, establishes that the only meaningful, significant amount of ink that would be considered a violation of Shabbos for transferring between domains would be enough ink to write two letters when the ink is dry, or two letters when the ink is in the quill, or two letters in the inkwell. Back on Dafayin Gimel Amud Aleph, when we had the list of 39 malachos, 39 prohibited activities we refrain from on Shabbos, kosev is defined as writing two letters. We could raise a fundamental question why that should be. If I write one letter, why is it why is that not considered a violation of Shabbos, at least on a Torah level? Even more fundamental, perhaps, is defining the actual prohibition. Is it the creation of the letters and its partner malacha, mochek, is the eradication of those letters, or is it something else altogether? Erasing is also defined as removing two letters, yet on Daf Ayin Hamud Beis, the Gemara said, if you erase one big letter, that has enough space for two letters, that's enough to be considered a violation of Shabbos. In fact, the Rosh in our Perek and Siman Tes, Perek Zayin, Siman Tes, says even if one erases, sorry, that's back in Perek Zayin, we're already in the next Perek, even if one erases scribbles that have space for two letters, this is a prohibition. So the Rambam's language is a bit more specific. In Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, he writes, HaMochek Kesav, HaManas Lichtov. The Rambam writes similarly by other formulations of the malachas. It needs to actually be formed letters. Either way, the definition of mochek is not necessarily the eradication of the letters themselves, but rather on creating the space for a new two letters to be formed, written in that spot. Therefore, if Neventzel suggests, the kosev is actually not on the creation of the letters, but on the filling of the space. And that filling must be a minimum of two letters. Now, when it comes to one letter versus two, we could suggest three reasons why this should be so. If Neventzel brings us the Malachos Shabbos on page 216. He says, the first is open and shut, halach al Moshe Misinai, like all other measurements we've been talking about the past few days, from Mesechta Sukkah, Daf Hamud Beis. The second is that two letters is a shir chashuv, it's a significant, not significant amount, a significant size of number of letters, which was the way the panels for the walls of the Mishkan had an inscribed system to know which panels connect to one another. They shouldn't get lost or mixed up. And less than two would not be significant. Finally, final concept is that there's no word in Lashon HaKodesh that's less than two letters in length. Although for all the Tanakh experts out there, it's quoted in the name of the Minchas Shai, that in Parshas Hazinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Vav, it says, Ha, Lashem, Tigmalu Zos, the hey being a one-letter word. So the answer is over there that it's partially true, a one-letter word, but it's only for the written word of the letter hey, not for the way it's read. It's actually read as halashem. It's read as the letter connected to the word that's next to it. So what's the nafkamina between all these approaches? Three different approaches. What's the actual halachic ramification? So if you write one letter, what happens? So I wrote one letter instead of two. What's actually the violation of Shabbos? According to the first and maybe even second approach, that it's halach l'moshe misinai, or that it's a shir chashuv, we have a concept of chatzi shir asur min haTorah. Doing a half measurement of something is actually prohibited. So if I write one letter, if it's halach l'moshe misinai, that would be a problem. If I write one letter, according to the second approach, could be a problem as well. But according to the third opinion, there would be no chatzi shir, less than two. It's simply not a malacha. At the same time, al pi machshava, one letter missing from a Torah, one letter missing from a Sefer Torah, invalidates the entire Torah. So is the value of every Jew to the people of Israel. Never underestimate even one letter.